Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And we are live here at the 2016 Business Launchpad with the Renton Chamber.
Yay, yes. Yeah. You know, drop by. There's a lot of great exhibits here. Mm-hmm. We're located right at the Red Lion Hotel and Conference Center, mm-hmm. Renton, at number one, South
yes.
Grady Way.
And this goes till 6 p.m.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. What is that that just got put
table? Yeah, we just had some wonderful, delicious-looking snacks put in front of me.
Yeah, I think you better slide, just kind of slide one of those over this way, if you will.
I know. I noticed I didn't get two of each treat.
That looks delicious.
So you and I might have to get into fisticuffs over who gets what.
We'll flip for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I got my eye on that, crumble thingy.
The crumble
thingy?
Yeah,
you can have the macaroon. Those are good. I like those.
I know those are from Flour, Sugar, and More.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh. I've heard awesome
She's
things
excellent.
About them. Yeah.
Yes, and she has Cordon Bleu training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she went to their, pastry school.
You know, that's if you ever have a chance, those are great things to go see. And, mm-hmm. I've been in Napa, California to the CIA, the Culinary Institute mm-hmm. of America.
Yeah.
And they have a full on restaurant down there that was fantastic. You get to watch the students as they prepare everything.
Awesome.
Oh man, more food.
There's other snacks. That's
delicious.
Besides just the desserts. We have, some other snacks going on. So we got
excellent.
The Red Tea Room is one of those.
Excellent.
So those are some of the savory items that have just been put in front of us, come from the Red Tea Room and Fine Foods
nice.
Here in Renton.
Oh, that looks delicious.
Excellent. I would say where they are, but their business card does not say, but you can go to theredtearoom.com. This
okay.
is another new business here in
I'm
Renton,
just,
by the
I'm,
way. Would you like me to keep...
Smelling that, it smells so
I'm
good right
wafting
now.
Wafting things just your direction.
Oh, man, here comes more.
Oh, even more. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh wow, more from the Red Tea Room.
Oh wow, there are some delicious items here.
Miniature cupcake with, mm-hmm. oh my gosh.
Minty looking sprinkles
what's that
on
one?
It.
That looks like a little cheesecake.
I need
a
one
cup
of those.
Thing.
Yep. That looks like a yogurt parfait of some
I'll trade
sort.
You, I'll trade you that for something down
and
at
these are
end.
Also wonderful crumbles.
Oh my gosh, that looks
okay.
delicious.
All right.
Wow.
So we're getting too distracted by food.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, so, cause we have, another guest here with us.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to be quiet and let her talk so I can snack while she's telling everybody about her organization. So,
absolutely.
Welcome. We have Katrina Minton Davis.
Right.
Who is with the American Cancer Society, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, excellent. So tell us why you're here today at the Business Launchpad.
Sure. The American Cancer Society is, a large organization, but with a local presence. So we have an office in Seattle, and our mission is to create a world free from the pain and suffering of cancer.
I can hear to that.
Yes. So too often, too many people have heard the words, you have cancer.
Right.
Yep. I've been there, done that, and I have a brother who's dealing with bone cancer right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So too many stories out there. Here today we have a booth. We are promoting our Relay for Life that takes place in June here in Renton. Mm-hmm. It's a great community event, and we raise funds for the American Cancer Society.
Okay, so you've already had this year's event. How did that turn out?
Yes, we had probably about 500 people registered.
Okay.
And then more people from the community come out. So it's a great community event again. And we raised about $60,000 this year.
Excellent. So
nice.
Out of that $60,000, does that money go nationally? Does it stay locally? How's it distributed?
Well, of course, it goes into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
A good portion of the money is spent here in this area for our patient programs and for research. We're blessed here in the Seattle area to have
yes.
some of the well-known
the top minds in the world, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. When my brother got his diagnosis, that was one of the things he said was, he's like, if I'm going to get it, at least I'm in one of the best places for treatment.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep. We have partnerships with all of the medical research facilities here in this area.
Okay, fantastic. Excellent. So when is next year's event?
Next year's event, it will be in the end of June. We do it at Renton Memorial Stadium. We're waiting to confirm the date with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Looking at their schedule.
Okay, but if anyone's listening today and they want to start getting in shape, for this event. How far do they actually have to go? It's a relay. So tell me what that is.
It's a relay, but very rarely does anybody run. It's a walking event.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. The goal is to have someone from your team on the track throughout the entire event. It starts at 6 p.m. on a Friday, and we end at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Wait, say those times again?
All night long.
Yeah, it's a whole
huge
thing.
So you need some people who are willing to be up late at night on the track.
Yeah, so especially if you work an alternative work schedule, it's great to do that. We have teams from all of the Renton High Schools, so a large group of high school kids that attend the event, and they bring the energy, they stay up all night, and we have a lot of fun.
And even without having to drink a lot of monster drinks, I'm sure.
Well, you'll see a lot of those out there.
Okay.
Yes.
Not that I'm promoting that particular brand, but I can imagine there's a lot of people.
Definitely.
Although, if they had some of these lovely pastries, they might just get amped up on sugar and be able to handle that too. So, who knows? And then work it off.
True.
Oh, that's a great way to do it. Go get your pastries and then go walk it off.
Not against that idea.
Like, no comment.
No comment. I know. Well, actually, I know sugar is not necessarily a great thing to be having if you've had a diagnosis.
Right. So, we're participating in the Shark Tank.
Excellent.
This afternoon. Mm-hmm. Our pitch is based around one of our patient programs. We provide transportation for cancer patients to and from their appointments. Mm-hmm.
And that is key.
Yes.
That is absolutely key.
Yes. When asked, a lot of the doctors will tell you that the best way to fight cancer is to go to your appointments. Go to all of them.
Yes.
And
when people are going through these situations, they may not feel the best, and their appointments might be when some of their support network is at work.
Exactly.
Still trying to maintain the household.
Right.
So volunteers for this are key.
Yes. So we always have a need for volunteer drivers. Here in King County, we've only been able to fulfill about 60% of the requests that we get. So we definitely need more drivers. Yes.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. But we also have a new program that just started. It's a taxi voucher program. So if we don't have volunteers to fill the need, we have, some taxis that will take the patients to and from. It's about $35 a trip. And so then we have some local companies that are supporting that program.
Okay. All right. And I'm assuming you're also looking for more companies to help support these types of situations. So you're looking for driver volunteers. Does anyone have to have like a special skill or insurance or anything if they're going to be part of that?
Well, obviously you need insurance on your vehicle.
Right, but I say that only because as a business owner, I have to have my broker's name on my insurance. And so if you're doing volunteer work, does someone have to say, like, hey, I have to have an additional, because if they have someone in their car.
Right. And as far as I know, there is no additional insurance.
Okay.
There is training that we provide for the volunteers.
Okay.
And there's actually a volunteer coordinator who helps to coordinate the rides as well.
Okay. Excellent. So someone, they're not having to go and do it all themselves. Someone will guide them through what is needed and when they're needed and
right and we kind of take away the negotiation between the patient and the driver with the coordinator.
Take that pressure off.
Yes so, I'm sure that's very key.
So if a person wants to make a contribution to the American Cancer Society, is there a way to designate funds like for particular programs within the society like this?
Yes and no. If you went to our website, cancer.org, and made a donation, it's going to be a general donation.
Okay, sure.
We do have some funds. This is called the Emergency Transportation Fund. And so, the Seattle Seahawks are one of the partners. Mm-hmm. And so their funds go into that specific fund. But as an individual, it's difficult to make it go to a specific program.
Okay. Got it.
But if you want to be involved in a specific program, they would just contact you how? Like if you want to be a driver.
If you want to be a driver, the best thing to do is to call our 800 number.
Okay.
It's,
And what is that?
Yeah. You put it on the
stumped her. We stumped her.
It's,
Your two just turned more red than that macaroon on that plate right now.
It's terrible. I can never remember the number. I think it's 800-227-2345.
Okay, and apologies if that's the wrong number, whoever is getting that call right now. But okay, well, I'll tell you what. When we have a break and we switch people out, well, go ahead and bring us the number. I'm sure you have it over at your table.
It's on my business card. That's why I don't have to remember it.
I just checked it. Googled you.
Oh, good.
So 800-227-2345.
Right, and that's 24 hours a day, any day of the week. You can call that number, and you'll be connected with someone that will walk you through the process and get you to the right person to talk to.
Okay, fantastic.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Katrina, with the American Cancer Society. I hope you do well at your Shark Tank today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and thanks for sharing the information about your programs.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can get some people from the show.
Excellent. Well, good. Well, we're still broadcasting live from the Business Launchpad 2016.
Yes. And we're going to be
Chamber of Commerce
swapping out guests here in just a moment. I may toss some food in my mouth while that's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, come on in. Join us. So we have our next guest here, and we'll get all situated. Just don't eat our food. That's our food.
All right.
So
try to withhold myself.
Yes. So please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, I'm Angela Mosse. I'm the general manager here at the Red Lion Hotel and Conference Center in Red.
Well, thank you for having us here today, Angela.
So is some of this tasty food in front of us from your organization?
Absolutely. So Yankee Grill is known for classic American flair.
Right.
So what you have right now is like our pulled pork that is in our newer menu, so pulled pork sandwiches and our fresh roast turkey. And it truly is fresh roast turkey. Like they take the turkeys and roast them that morning.
Roast them on the side.
Oh, wow.
And you have any of the sandwiches that you have, that's exactly what's in the sandwiches. So everything's just, it's amazing stuff.
Well, it's nice to see that the Yankee Diner is changing it up and doing some new things. Because I know it's been an institution here in Renton for a very, very long time. But I know with the way dining has changed kind of in the last 10 years and kind of people's expectations, it's great to see that you guys are throwing some new things on them. Pulled pork is a massive favorite.
Oh, huge deal.
Massive favorite of mine. In fact, actually, when we did our client event back in August, that was one of the items on the menu
that we
had at Shadow Habitat was we had catered in, and pulled pork, big fan favorite of everybody who was there. So, excellent.
And this is a thing that I have, but I always think that if a restaurant's connected to a hotel, maybe it's not going to be as good. This is fantastic. And I want to talk to you more about that when we come back here. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back more with the Business Launchpad on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned.
Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.